Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is a Worship Wednesday here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. We will do it live.
TireRack.com
will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow!
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'll write it and we'll do it live!
The Odd Couple's also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Rob Parker and Rob G, better known by his government name as Rob Guerra, filling in for Chris Broussard, who we hope will be rejoining us.
I hope he's back tomorrow.
Yes, we do hope that. We do not know, but we do hope, Rob G, that does happen. Some interesting NBA games. I told you, Pistons are up by 10 to start the fourth. What'd I tell you? Every time I bet against them, they don't even cover, Rob. They win. It doesn't make,
they win outright.
Yeah, they win outright. It makes no sense. Makes no sense, but it is what it is.
And the Golden State Warriors coming back. They were down by 20. Now yeah. They're only down by 6 entering the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they made a big, big comeback. So, and that's without a couple players, right, who aren't playing tonight.
No Klay Thompson. Steph Curry's doing all right. 38 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. But he's got a minus 6 plus minus.
Wow.
Dante DiVincenzo plus 19 in a game that they were down by 20.
All right, Rob G., the baseball winter meetings have been something, right?
They've been wild.
Because they've been giving out money like it's going out of style. Whenever people talk about, like, the golden era of baseball, if you don't think this is the golden era, you don't know what you're talking about. Rob G., what, like crazy 10 and 11-year contracts, right? You would think by now owners would be going the other way.
Right.
And giving like 5 years and saying we're not going.
We learned
past
our
that.
Lesson with Albert Pujols,
right? Or whatever. We're not doing that. No, they want to control their costs, know what they have. Rob G, they look at it like this: if we do less, the guy could cost me more money down the road, or I have to pay him again, or to hold on to him.
So they'd rather just pay the money up front. And remember the thing with baseball, too. You got to go through 6 years, right, without getting paid. So, right. So those are makeup for those years, too, Rob G., where you're not making any money. So remember that. But anyway, the big winner, Carlos Correa. An 11-year, what is it, $350 million contract with the San Francisco Giants. He's a winner, Rob G. He was a part of that Astros scandal, the cheating scandal. Carlos Correa was on that team when they were tipping, getting the information from the pitchers, right, and using it to hit. And nobody wanted him last year. That was his free agent year. So he went to the Minnesota Twins for 1 year, opted with a contract that he could opt out after every year. He opted out, and boy, did he get paid. It doesn't feel right. The Aaron Judge $360 million contract feels right, doesn't it? He bet on himself. He went out there, had an unbelievable season, set the American League record for home runs with 62. He led the Yankees to the playoffs. Carlos Correa was on the Twins. They didn't make the playoffs. They had an okay season. He had a decent season, Rob G. How shocked were you that the Giants, who did offer Judge $360, gave that money to Carlos Correa?
I wasn't shocked at all, to be quite honest with you. And I know that a lot of people still hold the stench of the Houston Astros cheating scandal over his head. Probably because between him and... oh, my God, his name escapes me.
Altuve?
Altuve with the buzzer.
Right.
You know that. Don't take my jersey off because I don't want to be taking my shirt off.
My wife doesn't want to see me with a bare chest on TV.
The next day he had his shirt off, you know, whatever it is. I understand why those two guys specifically kind of draw the most ire. But to your point, Rob, he didn't get his deal last year that he wanted. He took the 3-year deal in Minnesota, which had the opt-out, which he exercised, became a free agent. But during that season... This quote-unquote gap year in Minnesota, he balled out again. So it wasn't just the buzzers and the trash cans that led to him being as good as he is. He batted 291, 22 homers, 140 OPS last season, which was right around the top or the top of the shortstop market. Like, better than guys like Trey Turner. Pick whoever your favorite shortstop is that was a free agent, which was a great class, Xander Bogaerts.
They did. They had three shortstops, yeah. I mean, right there.
And Correa's numbers were as good or better in a lot of categories than those guys. So I understand why if you're San Francisco, you just missed out on Aaron Judge. You're in the same division with the Dodgers, who got stars up and down the roster.
And the Padres.
And the Padres, who are probably even more star-laden than the Dodgers. So I get why they felt like they needed to push their chips all in and...
and get a star?
And kind of overpay for a star, I guess, so to speak, yeah.
It's still, so you're saying for in your head, you're okay because he cleansed himself last year with
yeah.
the Twins?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So you're saying it still feels like, kind of like the Deshaun Watson thing.
Okay, like, how so? Explain it to me.
Like he won, you know, like he kind of had something bad happen, right? A bad situation. Wind up getting a fully guaranteed contract that other players who have played by the rules didn't have any issues, Rob G, never got. And now you see Correa with the fourth biggest contract in the history of baseball, and it comes off a major scandal. Now, you're right. We don't know. Obviously, he could have batted 210, and then you might say he, you know, maybe he's not that guy.
Right.
But 291, definitely for a shortstop. 22 home runs, and the Giants were desperate. Buster Posey retired a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. Who do they really have? Who's their big star?
They don't have one. And I think that's why they went so heavy
on Judge.
On Aaron Judge.
They need a marquee name.
Yep, and the thing about the Giants is, and I know that maybe people don't realize it, you know, because short-term memory, like, hey, the Dodgers have owned the NL West for like a decade almost, it feels like.
Like they've won in 9 out of 10, I think.
Right, but... the Giants, at least if you live in L.A., a lot of people view the Giants as being the team to beat in that division because they're the ones who have the World Series rings to back it up.
They won three.
The Dodgers kept getting to the World Series or getting the best record and have nothing to show for it.
But here's why I think that it doesn't feel totally good.
Okay.
And maybe because I live in L.A. and I do local radio. The Dodgers
AM
are like—
AM 570 L.A. Sports.
That's right.
Shout out to Rodney Pete and Fred Rogan.
That's right, Rogan and Rodney, middays. But the Dodgers said that they listened to their fans, that they didn't want Correa.
You know, like, stupid.
Right, it is. I agree, if he could help you win.
Yeah.
But that was one of the reasons that they said, because they cheated, they blocked the Dodgers from winning a World Series, if you remember. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers won all the games, I think, at home and lost all four.
Yep.
In Houston, where they were doing the cheating.
And didn't they spot Kershaw like a 6-run lead?
Seven.
Five? Yeah. And then he promptly blew it the very next inning.
Like they knew what was coming.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then when he pitched at Dodger Stadium, he was lights out.
Yeah, they're terrible at faking it, by the way. Like, if in the future, if you're ever going to cheat at something,
right,
don't be that obvious
right.
about it.
Don't
you
be
know
that
I mean?
Good.
Yeah.
Lose a game where you get, like, shut out.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, you don't know what's coming.
Right.
Right. They couldn't even do that. Fake
no,
it. Right.
They couldn't even
you're
do
right.
That.
But the, like, the talk here was, we don't want him. He's a cheater. We'll never forgive him. We don't want him to wear a Dodger uniform. But the Giants didn't seem to mind. And I think most teams probably wouldn't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, there's a – we were talking about earlier during one of the breaks. There is an unsavory underbelly in professional sports. And baseball, unfortunately, has the biggest black eye because of the steroid era. And it was so rampant at that time where everybody was doing something. Everybody was on the juice or some form of the juice. Pick your favorite player.
There were
player.
A lot more. There
yeah.
were right, a lot more than got busted.
Exactly.
Like, people who think that it's only the four or five people we talk
no.
about all the time.
Yeah, it was everybody. And the fact remains is, I'm not saying that everybody is doing PEDs or steroids
no,
and all those sports.
No, that's not
but
true.
But what I am saying is, everybody's looking for the edge, the upper hand. Bill Belichick in the NFL, right? He's always looking for some kind of edge, whether it's in deflating footballs, recording signals, you know, pick whatever it is. They're always trying to find something to give him the edge because the ultimate goal is to win. And the minute you get into a position where you start saying to yourself, we don't want this guy on our team because we don't think he's a good dude, because we don't think that he, you know, is a stand-up guy and he does things on the up and up, that's where you're immediately fighting for, you're in a position of not having any leverage anymore. You know what I mean? Because the ultimate goal should be to win. It doesn't matter if you win as the most stand-up guys in the room.
Right.
It matters, did you hoist the trophy or not? And especially if you're the Dodgers, where you've been at the altar so many times and you've only broke through once, and even some people have an issue with that because it was a 60-game shortened season because of COVID, you would think that you would do whatever you had to do to win.
Yeah, but there are certain, and I think the bigger part for the Dodger fans is that was the team that beat you. I know what you're saying. Because to me, unless you're suspended from the league, right?
Right.
The league didn't take away the championship. The league.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. Matter of fact, all the players got
immunity.
Immunity,
yeah.
Rob G, because in order for them to speak candidly about it. Remember, the manager got fired. The GM got fired, right? The bench coach got fired. I mean,
sure.
it was ugly for because they allowed it to happen. You
yeah.
know, like they could, the manager or the GM could have easily stepped in and said, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
It was all set up and they all knew what was going on in the dugout.
Look, the way I see it, if you're the Dodgers or in this case the Giants, and you have the opportunity to add one of the best players at his position, or if you're the Padres, you have the opportunity to bring back a guy who's been on PEDs, or if you're the Yankees, you brought it up, Tatis Jr., to trade for a guy who has that kind of talent. I don't care about the cheating scandal. I don't care about the PED use. If my only goal, if I'm in the business of championships, which is what the Yankees are in, the Dodgers are in, I believe the Padres and Giants now think that they're in that level of conversation, then it shouldn't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
877-99 on Fox is our telephone number, 877-996-6369. And we're talking about Carlos Correa, who just signed that huge deal with the Giants. Did Carlos Correa win with this deal from the Giants? Does it feel good? Does it not feel good? Where are you? We'll continue the conversation with you next. 877-99 on Fox. It's a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Rob G, in for Chris Broussard, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
To get your thoughts on the radio in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Rob GM for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And the Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. We could talk to you about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk to you about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. 877-99 on Fox, talking a little baseball. Carlos Correa, Rob G, and what was it, 11 years?
13 years.
350.
Yes.
13 years. They offered.
All guaranteed.
Well, that's baseball. All guarantees, yeah, is what it is. We want to hear from you. Does it feel good, the Giants doing it, or do you still have like a little angst because he was caught up in that cheating scandal, or is all forgiven because he cleansed themselves with the Twins for 1 year?
Yeah. By the way, for all of you sports talk radio and television hosts, you say baseball is dead. We talk about baseball for 12 minutes. Phone lines lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Just saying.
Just saying. We do this all the time on the Odd Couple. You want to talk about the big baseball stories? Turn to the Odd Couple.
That's
we
right.
got you.
All right, let's kick it off with Trey in Pennsylvania. Trey, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Well, I'm a Yankees fan, and I was hoping that the Yankees would sign Correa, but I understand that they can't give out that contract to Judge and then also a huge deal to Correa like that. But I think it's good that these guys get that money. That's all I got.
Yeah, no, Trey. Trey, at baseball, like I said, Rob G., you don't get paid your first 6 years.
Nope.
I mean, you're making peanuts. So this is a makeup. In baseball, you got to, like, pass that test,
mm-hmm.
get to that point where they say, okay, this guy's a star, a good player, and then you get paid.
Get paid. All right, let's keep it moving. Ken is in Stockton, California. Ken, you're on the Audible Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, Bob Robs, man. This is a good deal for the Giants in baseball. I'm a Giants fan. You know I'm a Rams fan of football and Lakers in basketball. But yes. As a fan, if this dude Correa would have been straight from Houston, I'd say poo-poo
See?
Rob Parker. But since he spent a year in Minnesota, I kind of just say, you know what? That's baseball. You got to, you know. Yeah, he'll get booed a few times, but you know what, brother? For the Giants, I'd rather have Correa than Judge, and I'm out.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Judge is like pure, clean.
And
like,
he's the hometown kid.
He's from the Bay Area. So Ken is all right with Correa, but you heard that, Rob G., that cleansing in Minnesota
that gap
one year
really makes a difference, I feel like. All right, let's keep it moving. Biscuit is in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports
Biscuit,
Radio.
Biscuit, is that with honey or butter on you? What's going
what
on?
What you got?
Biscuit and gravy, man.
All
hey,
right.
first, Rob and Rob, man, let's not rewrite history, man. Game 7 with the Astros and the Dodgers was at Dodger Stadium.
Okay, sorry about that.
You know what I mean? Let's not.
Thank you.
Let's,
all right.
You know, now, they cheated. Don't get me wrong.
You're right. I remember the three middle games where the Dodgers lost all three.
And the Dodgers won 2 out of 3 in Houston.
Right. So, thank you for clearing that up, man.
Appreciate it.
Okay, but now let me say this. As somebody in Houston and watched Correa up close, man, the thing about Correa for me is his defense, man. I've never seen him like this, Rob. When he played for the Astros, man, he was from baseline to baseline.
Right.
If the ball was hit to the outfield, he was the cutoff man. I don't care if it was in left, right, center, left. He was, man, that dude would be out halfway in the outfield throwing people out the plate.
So
that dude has an arm out of this world.
Oh, he's one of the best shortstops. There's no doubt. It's just a scandal. If he didn't have that attached to him.
Let me say this, Rob.
Yep.
Let me say this. That being said, Correa's always injured, man. I don't know how you can give him. That's why the Astros, he's always in. He's never played more than 140 games.
Yeah, they
so
gave.
How you 13 years?
I know.
Man, that dude is always injured. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, Biscuit, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah,
it's a great name, by the way.
13 years—that's a long time, man. He'll never see the end of that contract.
He'll be 41 years old.
Yeah, no, it won't happen. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's head north of the border. Tariq is in Toronto. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
I'm gonna call you guys Rated PG, Parker and. Gara, how about that?
That's very nice.
I'll take it.
Okay. So 13 years. Ugh. 13 years is one thing. Carlos Correa definitely won the Giants. They're going to pay him until he's 41 years old. That contract's dead after 5 or 6 years. Not only that, since when do we pay someone $25, $26 million for hitting 22 home runs? Like, really?
Those are good numbers for a shortstop. I know what you mean. That type of money, Judge only got. What did Judge get? 360, and he hit 62 home runs. And yes, he had less years. But I know what you mean. Like he didn't hit 40 home runs.
The other three guys, all outfielders, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Quickly, we got time for one more. Roberts in Bakersfield, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Give us the Dodgers' perspective, Robert.
Yeah, so the reason why a lot of Dodger fans or the fan base don't want him to come is it was directly to us. That's why I feel Dodger fans do not want him. He directly took it from us, don't want that player in town, and that's pretty much it. Thanks,
no, I get it. Rob, do you understand that?
I disagree with it, but I understand it.
But you understand why he can't wear our uniform. He took a World Series from us.
Right.
And you know what I was thinking of in that same year? This is why I got confused. the Yankees played them to seven games in the ALCS.
Right.
And the Yankees, and they won all four games in Houston. And
Was that the Aroldis Chapman where he pitches and he knew right away that they knew the pitch was coming?
Right, and he hit a home run and won the game.
Yeah, he wasn't even upset just because he knew with it.
Astros won the first two games in Houston, lost three straight in the Bronx, and then won the last two and won the series. That's what I was thinking. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And coming up next, Rob G, we are going to get back into basketball with our man, Funky Cole Mark Medina. That's right, from NBA.com. He joins us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Now let's welcome in our buddy, Mark Funky Cole Medina from NBA.com, and he's also a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. Mark, what's happening, my man?
What's up, Mark?
Rob, what's happening is I'm talking to you. I'm at the Clippers T-Wolves game. We're actually going to be seeing Kawhi Leonard play another game, so they might be heading the right direction.
Yeah, let's start there with the big game that Kawhi had, and Rob G interpreted what he said. Rob G, go back over what he said.
It
after
was
that.
Something like, "I don't want to be here tonight," and I took it as he doesn't want to be in the regular season. He's only looking at the playoffs. You're interpreting
100%.
Is that what it was? Because I looked at it like, this is nice, but I want to be able to play come postseason because he hadn't been there the last couple of years. That's the way I looked at it.
Yeah, I think it was that, and also he wasn't making too much significance of, you know, what the Clippers have considered his best game of the season. I mean, I think he's keeping in mind what the calendar is, that's December, and he cares more about the playoffs. So I think that it was an encouraging sign that, you know, with exception of Norman Powell, the Clippers finally had a full roster together. And when that's put together, you see that they are a very dangerous team and a very tough team, you know, even against a good team like the Boston Celtics. But the problem is with the Clippers, it's always been on paper. You never know how it is in reality with, you know, Kawhi nursing so many injuries as well as other guys. So I think that was the thrust of what he was trying to get at it. Hey, let's not make too much of this because he knows there's a long way to go.
Sticking in Los Angeles, the Lakers obviously had a roller coaster loss last night against Boston. And one thing that was clear to me in that game is they have a glaring need for wings and shooting. Anybody over 6 foot three and anyone who can knock down an open jump shot would do wonders on this roster. Now, they've said that they maintain they're not going to give up a first-round pick list for another All-Star. Do you think that they should, though, be willing to part with those picks if it means getting some role players that just fit better on this team?
Oh, 100%. I think they should have been willing to part ways with these draft picks since last summer. And I think that this game, latest game against the Boston Celtics illustrated that. That looked like, when you look a week before where they beat the Milwaukee Bucks, any thought that, hey, they're turning a corner and becoming this dominant team is fool's gold. Their best case scenario is they're a team that's always going to barely hover above or below 500. And I think it's really sad that you have a team that was up by 20 against a Boston Celtics team that was exhausted coming off a long trip, second night of a back-to-back, and they squandered that. And, you know, we can microanalyze, hey, LeBron James missed a shot in overtime and Anthony Davis couldn't close out at the foul line, but the reality is those guys were fatigued. And you know why those guys are fatigued? Because they don't have anyone else on the roster with exception of Russell Westbrook. And he, I think, clanked a lot of bad shots at the end of the game. And so, yeah, I think that they do need to make a move, but whether they're going to, you know, change their sentiment remains to be seen, because they feel like they're only going to make a move if it's a, you know, one of these things that all of a sudden is considered a blockbuster trade. But I don't think that's realistic given the market. I think as long as you have LeBron on the team, any idea of, oh, let's just wait till next year, it's kind of malpractice, because there's only so many years LeBron has left. And, you know, when you have LeBron on the team, you still have that shot to win it. But you have to be willing to go all in. And so far, the Lakers haven't shown a willingness to do that.
Our guest is Mark Medina from NBA.com. He's also a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. Let's talk about the Pelicans and Zion Williamson. What a turnaround. You know, injuries. Remember, he was working out away from the team. People were thinking he was detached, that he didn't really want to be there. There was talk he wanted to join his teammates in New York. All that. None of that seems to matter anymore. He's just flat out balling out.
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking about this conversation I had recently with CJ McCollum earlier this year about Zion's growth. And I think that, you know, he said that one of the underrated things and unappreciated things is he is someone who is coachable, who wants to get better. He is very receptive to any negative criticism, whether it comes from CJ, whether it comes from Willie Green, the Pelicans head coach. And I think that that's done wonders. I mean, the bottom line is Zion has been able to stay healthy, and that's a game changer. And as much as he's made tweaks to his regimen and his diet, that's never a guaranteed thing. But I think the second component is his coachability and adaptability with, you know, knowing how to read defenses, knowing how to use his bruising presence to be a playmaker, but without making a lot of mistakes. A lot of that comes down to, you know, watching film and being receptive to feedback. And when I've talked to people on the Pelicans, they've really raved about those qualities. And I think when you have a star player that has those qualities, they're going to be able to overachieve their stardom a lot quicker than someone who's just relying on their talent alone.
Mark, I know that you're at the game here in Los Angeles, so I'm not sure if you saw this, but Steph Curry exited the Warriors' loss tonight with a shoulder injury. They lose on the road yet again. Your thoughts on what might happen for Golden State if Steph has to miss any time? We don't know about that yet.
Yeah, we don't know how serious it is.
But
right.
The other part of the question is, why do you think that this is like a night and day team at home versus on the road?
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, and here's the thing about Steph that you mentioned. Obviously, if he's out for an extended period of time, that's going to be challenging for them. But he's had games where he's playing out of his absolute mind, peak Steph Curry, and they still lose. And that just doesn't make sense to me. The part about why they've been so drastically different at home than on the road, well, there's two things. I think a big picture thing is clearly this is not a really good team yet, and this whole idea of let's win with the All-Stars while developing the young players hasn't been working so far. It can work, but it hasn't worked so far. And younger guys and less talented players aren't as good on the road as they are at home. The other part is a slight technicality. You know, two of those road games were in New Orleans when Steve Kerr decided to sit all of his guys. So those were already scheduled losses in advance. I think the larger picture is what I said earlier, that they have too many young players that aren't ready to, you know, be ready for this moment on a consistent basis yet. And we'll see if that comes back to haunt them later on in the season.
Let me ask you about the Brooklyn Nets. They're now 17-12 somehow. You remember, got off to a 2-6 start. Steve Nash gets fired, and, you know, everybody's like, oh, they're blaming the coach. But they've turned this thing around. How good are they? I mean, they've had a nice run. They've won 8 of their last 10 of late.
Yeah, look, I mean, we've always talked about how good on paper the Brooklyn Nets are, but it's all the off-the-court shenanigans that get in the way. And I'm not going to rule out that there's not going to be another one of these episodes, namely Kyrie Irving, because that's just been the pattern. But I think at least in the short term, to the Nets' credit, it's been about basketball, it's been about getting healthier, and it's been about better buy-in from the coaching staff. So when you add in the fact that Kevin Durant looks a lot healthier than earlier in the season, Kyrie Irving's actually available to play,
yep.
Ben Simmons is showing some glimpses of his playmaking presence, and Jacques Vaughn has been able to have a much more effective voice in the locker room that Steve Nash has. You mix all those ingredients together and voila, they're one of the best teams in the NBA right now. So I think moving forward, you never count them out as far as them being able to be a contender. But I think there's two things here. I think the Boston Celtics, with exception to them laying an egg in Golden State and the Clippers recently, I think they're the real deal. A lot of it just had to do with the tough road trip. And I think that they're constructed to really make the NBA Finals again, with Jason Tatum being an MVP and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart elevating their game and really adjusting defensively without Robert Williams III. But I would put the Brooklyn Nets as of now in second, with the caveat that this could change if some sort of drama disrupts the chemistry once again.
Sure. Mark, last one from you. Only got a minute left. The Chicago Bulls, 11-15 entering tonight's game. They have lost 4 of their last 6. They're on ESPN right now taking on the Knicks. If things keep going the way they've been going, can you envision a scenario where they kind of tear this team down to the studs, trade DeRozan, Vucevic, maybe even explore Zach
LaVine?
This
team was supposed to be going someplace.
Yeah. Do you think that they would really make those kind of moves if things keep going like this?
Well, you never rule anything out, but this might be a season ahead of them doing that. But it's been really odd, because this was a team, maybe they weren't the favorites in the Eastern Conference, but they're going to be in that second tier. You know, obviously it hasn't helped that Lonzo Ball has not shown any signs of progress of ever returning to the court. But when you have a team like DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Alex Caruso, like, there is no excuse why they've underachieved. So I think it is too early for the front office to be even considering that. But I wouldn't be surprised if this is kind of the same old story the rest of the season. That next offseason, they'll deliberate about making some tough choices with blowing it up.
All right. There it is, the insight and the knowledge from Mark Funky Cole Medina from the NBA.com, and he's also a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. Thanks, Mark. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
No doubt. All right, more Odd Couple to come right here. We'll wrap it up with a nice bow right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay
for the best nice bow in the U.S. of A.
Bow it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.